If you're just beginning your journey with intermittent fasting, you may have some concerns. After all, anytime we're starting something new in our lives, inherently, there are some risk factors, and there always seems to be seeds of doubt. So in this segment, I'm going to be addressing some of those challenges and fears. I'm also going to be sharing some of the courses of action you can take. One of the biggest limiting factors associated with intermittent fasting is dealing with the Hunger Games. Yeah, the Hunger Games are real. But don't worry, the district and citizens of the Eat, Live, Love, Train community, we got your back. Let's talk about it. Welcome to Eat, Live, Love, Train. It's not a tagline, it's a lifestyle and a community of individuals devoted to food, wine, and wellness. I'm your host, Chef Shannon, executive chef, certified sommelier, and certified wellness coach. Also, proud Air Force veteran. Hashtag gratitude. As you listen, this will be one of the best moments of your week, where you're entertained like a stand-up, educated like a TED Talk, and enlightened like a sermon. If you're new around here, welcome. You can find me at eatlivelovetrain.com. Feel free to like, share, and subscribe. You can listen over at iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Alexa TuneIn, Pandora, and Google Podcast. I appreciate you. And if you got something on your mind, feel free to DM me on Instagram at eatlivelovetrain. And if you're not new, then you already know how we get down around here. If you would like to be a part of the Food, Wine, and Wellness Tribe and get routine updates and notifications on pop-ups, live streams, promos, members-only exclusive videos, podcasts, and or giveaways, be sure to get on the list to receive the newsletter. You don't want to miss out on opportunities that will enhance your kitchen game, hosting skills, food and wine persona, and bring added value to both your personal and professional relationships overall. You can sign up to get all these updates at eatlivelovetrain.com/newsletter. When it comes to fasting, you'll likely experience the urge to snack. Where does that urge come from? And more importantly, how do you resist the temptation? Now, when you're getting ready to start a fast, it's easy to imagine that you're going to be hungry all of the time, especially if you're used to eating 3 square meals a day, not to mention snacking in between. You may even feel like your body is crying out for food constantly in the first few days of your fast. But when you're armed with the knowledge of knowing where those feelings are coming from and how to suppress them, you'll start to reap the benefits of intermittent fasting happily, and you'll stave off those hunger pains. Now, when you really look at hunger, it simply means that the body is in need of nutrients to fuel your system, to fuel you throughout the day, a need that can manifest as both a physical and psychological feeling. While hunger signals can be experienced differently for each person, the most common signs of physical hunger, which is dictated by a hormone called ghrelin, includes irritability, low energy, mood changes, headache, dizziness, rumbling of the stomach. We've all been there. But it's important to listen closely to our own unique hunger signals. Those hunger cues determine if you truly are physically hungry. This is because hunger and thinking about what's in the pantry, what's in the cupboard, what's in the fridge, is just as likely to be connected to your frame of mind at that very moment as it is to be caused by the hormonal signals your body is sending. Some good examples of this, think about if you're eating just for the sake of eating, or if you're eating because you're bored, or you're eating because you're stressed, or you're procrastinating. These are all examples of psychological hunger, and the more you can recognize these signals, the more able you'll be to adjust to your fast and stick with it. So how do you deal with the temptation of hunger? How do you combat the Hunger Games? The best way to answer this question is to be dialed in and to listen to your body as you begin your intermittent fasting journey and remain tapped in to how you feel throughout that journey. And each time you feel the urge to snack, think about why you want to eat. If it's because you're bored, stressed, maybe you have a bit of anxiety, try to address these things before you head into the kitchen or towards that pantry. Also, be cognizant that what you consume during your eating window is paramount. Filling up on fiber-rich foods like beans, oatmeal, avocados, apples, things of that nature will help you feel fuller throughout your fast. Now, there's another way to determine between physical and psychological hunger. Set a timer for 15 to 20 minutes and see if your hunger dissipates by the time it goes off. Oftentimes, those hunger pains will just go away, and if you're truly hungry, those hunger pains will intensify. But allow yourself a waiting period to see if you're really hungry or if you're just craving something. Also keep this in mind, that as you're beginning your journey in intermittent fasting, the more experience you have, the more time that you do intermittent fasting, the easier it will get. Like all things new in life, you just have to find your battle rhythm, and I promise, you'll get there. The important thing that I want you to remember is that you need to take a pause for the cause as you take mental inventory on how your body is feeling as you're beginning your fast and going through your fast. Something else I want you to keep on your radar. There are many times when you may feel or you think that you're hungry, when in all actuality, you're just thirsty. In fact, there are many people that mistake hunger for thirst. And so knowing the difference between the two can make your intermittent fasting journey easier. In addition to that, intermittent fasting helps you dial in an accurate hunger cue that much more. This is because your body won't be spending much time on digestion. Hence, you'll start to experience new signals, which can help you determine whether you're truly hungry or not. One surefire way to find out if you're truly hungry, drink some water. And if you notice that 10 or 15 minutes after you've drunk the water, you're still getting some hunger pains or those hunger signals, chances are you're truly hungry. Now, I am a huge proponent of having bottled water well within reach. By drinking water, this is one of the best ways that helps me maintain and stay in my fast. Now, you always hear me say that anytime you're starting a new workout regimen, a new training regimen, or a new intermittent fasting window, always check with your medical doctor first. Get the green light. Why? Well, we're all in different seasons and different phases within our life. And although intermittent fasting works for millions of people and has been around for centuries, it doesn't mean that there are no risks associated for other groups of people. There is a cohort of people that have certain health conditions or lifestyle constraints where intermittent fasting may not be beneficial to them. For example, intermittent and extended fasting can be unhealthy for people with hypoglycemia, or for people whose blood sugar levels are naturally lower than normal people. People with hypoglycemia typically need to eat small meals every 3 to 4 hours in order to maintain healthy blood sugar levels. In addition to that, you also have to consider that fasting can pose problems for people with diabetes that are taking insulin or other medications that affect blood sugar. In these cases, fasting can be a little bit trickier, because if you take the medicine, it's going to reduce your sugar levels. And then your body's only going to be relying on the storage of sugar that you have. So if those sugar levels that are stored run out in the process of fasting, or if they're already low, you run into some problems. Something else to keep on your radar, intermittent fasting can also be unsafe for those who have low blood pressure. A study conducted by researchers at the University of Alabama, published in Cell Press, found that intermittent fasting can lower blood pressure as effectively as ACE inhibitor medications, thanks to the way it reduces insulin levels. Now, this is a good thing for many people, as 1 in 3 American adults are thought to have high blood pressure. But for folks on the other end of the spectrum, intermittent fasting could cause dizziness, lightheadedness, weakness, fainting, and risk of injury from falls. In addition to that, it's also recommended by health professionals that those with a history of restricted eating and individuals who struggle to intake enough calories throughout the day should steer clear of intermittent fasting. This also includes underweight people or anyone with a body mass index lower than 18. The primary reason for this is, if you're limiting your food intake and you're not overdoing it during your eating window, intermittent fasting leads to weight loss. Therefore, if you're already underweight, losing even more weight may result in your body not getting enough nutrients it needs to build those healthy bones, skin, and hair. Doctors also agree that moms that are breastfeeding and moms that are expecting should also hold off from intermittent fasting as well. Simply because that during pregnancy and nursing, women should instead prioritize continual optimal nutrition throughout the day. While there are health conditions for which intermittent fasting is not ideal, there are also a slew that can benefit from this eating lifestyle. According to a study published in the journal Nutrients, many forms of intermittent fasting can be safely practiced by people with diabetes and may even result in weight loss and reduced insulin requirements. When done under the supervision of their healthcare provider, diabetics saw health improvements after trying the 16-8 fasting window, alternate day fasting window, 5-2 fasting window, fasting for 1 day every week, and taking a 10-day juice fast. And while under the supervision of the healthcare provider, diabetics notice improvements in their blood sugar right away, and the potential benefits don't stop there. Many patients reverse fatty liver disease, and this is very significant as there's no cure for this health condition. In addition to that, people with polycystic ovary syndrome also see big improvements in their symptoms. Many people feel like they're in control of their minds again. They can come off the antidepressants or anxiety meds, which is in itself truly rewarding. So, if you're on the fence with intermittent fasting and you want to take the leap of faith, remember to always check with your healthcare provider first and get the official nod of approval. These are my thoughts, and I'm curious to hear what you have to say on the subject matter. Feel free to send your comments or questions to chef-coach@eatlivelovetrain.com or you can DM me on Instagram @eatlivelovetrain. As always, I appreciate you tuning in, and remember, we are a reflection of what we eat. I'll see you next time.